So, in our second episode of Scales of Justice, I wanted to look at the Old Bailey proceedings and London Live's primary sources to specifically look at how women were treated by justices of the peace. And so during this time, in the 18th century, there were some crimes that were specific to women, such as concealing a birth, infanticide, and unlawful abortion. But before we get into all that, I wanted to look at the death penalty and how it affected women. So if you look at current sentencing laws in the United States, the death penalty can affect anybody, but women are less likely to be given the death penalty. So when it comes to women in our current criminal justice system, what you see is that women are given more lenient sentences. But in 18th century London, I haven't found that to be the case. So looking specifically at the decade of 1720, there is a source for 26 February 1724 in which several people were sentenced to death. And in them, one of them is a woman by the name of Mary Morgan. And here you also see the JP's arbitrariness, which is justices of the peace. You see their arbitrariness and how they sentence people. So 6 received the sentence of death, and it doesn't say for what offense. 47 were transported, 7 were burnt in the hand, and 6 were whipped. And then one person was fined 40 marks and 3 months imprisonment. But the sentence of death was given quite easily. So if you look at another source from 6 December 1721, 11 people were sentenced to death. Several of them were women, such as Elizabeth Mobb, Mary Bost. And again, some were burnt in the hand, 7 of them whipped, 2 transported, 36 fined 20 marks. And also given jail. But what you see is that Elizabeth Mobb and Sarah Herbert, in order to escape the death penalty, many women did do this, they pleaded the belly. But even if a woman were to plead the belly during her death sentencing, what would happen is that a jury would be impaneled and a jury would decide whether or not a woman was actually pregnant. So a jury, and the jury was usually full of women that decided whether or not another woman was pregnant. The exact procedure they used, they might check the body for physical marks, they might ask a woman to describe her symptoms, but none of this was an exact science. And they only found Elizabeth Mobb to be with child, so she wasn't given the death penalty. But the other woman in the case, which was Sarah Herbert, was given the death penalty. And then, of course, you have the death penalty given to Elizabeth Simpson and Mary Jones. And all they did was they stole 50 ells of black silk silver. And so you have it's a very cheap type of silk. It isn't even that big of an offense. If you think about it, stealing shouldn't be considered a felony. It was a misdemeanor, but this was a jury trial, and the jury found, they acquitted one of the women and they found the other one guilty. And so they found Jones guilty, actually Mary Jones, but they didn't find sufficient evidence against Elizabeth Simpson. And so on 15th January 1720, they gave the death sentence to, they gave it to Mary Jones. And then you have another case where a woman was given death sentence, Penelope Dye, and she stole 36 pieces of gold called guineas. And again, this is simply for stealing. So on 15th January 1720, Penelope Dye is sentenced to death. And, again, this was a jury trial, so this wasn't really even justices of the peace. This was a jury trial. And then, of course, you find other women who also, like, so Hannah Holstock on 15 January 1720, her sentence was transportation. So Hannah Holstock didn't get the death penalty. And again, this is the same decade, and the two dates aren't that far apart. But in the previous trial, Mary Jones was given the death penalty. Here, Hannah Holstock is only given transportation. Then you have Mary Hughes, who's found guilty of death on 15 January 1720 at St. Paul's Covent Garden. She was indicted for privately stealing 11 yards and a half of stuff out of a shop of a Robert Fenwick, and she's given the death penalty by the jury. So Mary Hughes is given the death penalty, and here you see that there really is no difference between men and women in as far as like who's getting the death penalty and who isn't. And it's surprising how easily the death penalty was given out. And England, again, was one of the European countries that was likely to be less brutal over their sentencing. And on 12th July 1720, you have 6 people who received a death sentence, and This is the same day as Mary Jones. Elizabeth Gilbert also received a death sentence. Rebecca Dolman also received a death sentence. And again, this is for minor things such as stealing. It's not really. And then 12th October 1720, again, you have 9 people that received the death sentence. And Anne Tompion, Elizabeth Eves, Mary Granger. So again, you have women that are indicted for stealing. So you have that. And then, of course, you have crimes that are very specific to women. So on 12th September 1750, I don't have any record. I wasn't able to find any record in 1720 of women who were guilty of crimes specific to women, who were guilty of gender-specific crimes. But on 12th September 1750, you have a woman who is guilty of, her name is Jane Triggs, and she's guilty of infanticide, which is killing her children. So later on in the 18th century, you find that many women are accused and found guilty of infanticide. So in 1761, you have a Hester Roden who's accused of infanticide. And it's what's really interesting about this specific case is that Mary Evans stated that Hester Roden, who was her servant, continually denied being pregnant. And so she was examined by midwives. So Susanna, Juan, Rebecca Graham, and Anne Jeffs, they confirmed that a child was born and the child was found strangled in a copper hole. So again, you have cases of infanticide being brought against women. And a lot of these infanticide cases are either being brought by the husbands of the said women, or it's brought about by other women. And so then you have another case where Elizabeth Satchel is also found guilty of killing her own children. And then you have certain cases of infanticide. So you have an infanticide case in April 1760, an infanticide case there. And then you have an unlawful abortion case in 15th January 1736. But there isn't much to say about whether or not this was an infanticide or an abortion. But a lot of times what women, I mean, there was a distinction. Infanticide was after the child was born, whereas abortion was before the child was born. But again, this isn't an exact science, so it's all based on suspicions. So this woman's husband actually brought a charge against her. Her name was Elizabeth Skinner, and he said that I am certain that she was with child because she showed symptoms, but then afterwards no child was ever born. So perhaps it was a miscarriage, but the man contends that it was definitely an abortion because he states that he saw like in their kitchen certain liquids that he believes were used in the abortion. So today's episode was all about women and the death penalty, which I found particularly fascinating as far as how the death penalty was meted out to women and crimes that were very specific to women themselves.